Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Nick Palmisano, the CEO and founder of Diesel Jack Media. Diesel Jack Media is a marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina, that provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-sized companies. Mr. Palmisano, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Certainly my pleasure, and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, what is Diesel Jack Media? Take that further, and why did you start the company during the pandemic? Let's start things here today.
So Diesel Jack Media is a company that it's a full-service marketing company, but we tend to focus on very creative, kind of out-of-left-field marketing. For some companies, that is just, you know, a slight change from what most people expect, but most of our clients are willing to go a little farther out there and do something that is decidedly different from what most people in their areas tend to do. I started it during the pandemic by accident, as tends to be the way that things go for me, but it ended up being a phenomenal a bit of timing. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years, and 2 years ago, I had a VC event with my first company, Ranger Up, which was a military lifestyle brand. And I still play an active role in that company, but, you know, I no longer, after that VC event, was dealing with shipping orders, you know, all that kind of stuff. All the operations went away. So I essentially was sitting on a marketing firm, and, you know, I went to my board and I just kind of let them know, hey, it's time for me to do something different. And so, you know, I stepped down as the CEO of Ranger Up and founded this company. And as I founded it, as I brought on, you know, my first employees, the pandemic hit, and, just classic timing. In order to get any kind of PPP loans or help, you had to be in business by February 16th. And our official founding day was February 17th, 2020. So, you know, it was a wild start. But what we came to find out is that there are a whole lot of companies that do not have access to quality marketing, and were actually more energetic about trying something different during the pandemic than maybe they would have even before. And so, we ended up, you know, we crossed the seven-figure mark as an agency about 10 months in, and we haven't slowed down. We now employ 20 different people. This is month 13, I believe, 14. We are definitely not slowing down. So the way that we look at things is just very simply, me and the other founders have all run our own companies. We've all hired agencies that are not effective, and we never want to be that. So, you know, we deliver a result. We do not tie people to long contracts, and we try to insert ourselves as members of that company as opposed to outsiders that just kind of touch base here and there. And that's the operating premise of what we do.
Well, I got to tell you, that is motivational, inspirational, and what a turn of events there, and really impressive what you've been able to accomplish over a 13-month period. Well done, and congratulations on your success so far. Now, tell us about your approach and strategy for a typical client, and who is your typical client?
So that's the thing, is we don't really have a typical client. We look at things differently. It's not necessarily about, you know, revenue or you know, are you in a particular industry? Are you associated with the military? Are you a nonprofit? It's more about, do you have a product that we believe has value? So we don't sell anything that is snake oil or, you know, anything we don't believe in, because we feel like we're not going to be able to work the way that we need to work if we don't believe in the product. And then the second piece is we need to believe in the people. We don't work with people we don't like. It's the same thing when it's 2 a.m. and the client just had something major happen where they ended up on a show and they need to maximize that and they need us to push to make sure that they get every ounce of value out of that. It's very hard to work at 2 a.m. for somebody that you don't like, you don't think has value. So our opening process when we're talking to clients, we spend a lot of time figuring out who the client is, what they're trying to achieve, and what the problem is that they want to solve. We do that before we sign any contract. We do that before we assign any monetary value to what the job is going to look like. We want to make sure that there is a clear path to success that everyone agrees on. And once we have that, we feel like we can solve any problem for anybody. And that's borne true with every client we've had. Some clients have started very small. Others were already very substantial, multi-million dollar, eight-figure style businesses. And we've been able to make a significant impact on everybody we've worked with. So, knock on wood, that continues.
And I hear you on that, and thanks for your input on that. That is most helpful. Now, your staff appears in many of your client campaign videos, I understand, and you use dark humor very successfully. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So, there's two reasons why our staff are involved in a lot of videos. So, first of all, you don't have to do that. If there are particular actors that you have in mind or you want to do casting, we do that. We cast for a lot of our customers. But what typically happens is we cast for customers for maybe the main role if they have somebody in mind or there's a particular celebrity or something that they want to hire. But the value of having our own staff involved is that we've actually been doing skit style stuff for years because, I've hired all of my old employees from Ranger Up, plus a host of new employees that have done a lot of creative work in the past. And I always know what I'm going to get from these people. I know their acting ability. I know they're willing to work, hard, crazy hours if need be for the client. And so it sets us up for success. And so then the variables end up being, the outside actors. And so it's much easier to bring together, two new people, three new people that we hire for a particular job, bring those people into a family of people that all trust and know each other. It also allows for a really friendly and fun environment for both the client and the actors. And we end up getting a great product. And then the second piece is, for the smaller companies that, maybe can't afford videos that have the breadth that some of our clients can afford, it's very cheap. We don't charge clients for any internal actors. So if we can do it, then there's no internal fees and it's a much cheaper product. So if somebody is putting their toe in the water with video, we'll do it all internally so that spend is lower.
That is pretty awesome. I'm sure you've got the attention of the audience, no doubt, and I'm looking forward to hearing more information as we go along here today. We're joined by Mr. Nick Palmisano, the CEO and founder of Diesel Jack Media, marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina, that provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-sized companies, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you're a veteran and documentary filmmaker as well. What made you decide to open a marketing agency?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I am a veteran. I was an infantry officer for 6 years, also a West Point graduate. The two things that I really love doing, absolutely love doing, are storytelling and helping small business. I've volunteered to help small businesses for over a decade now. I've put out tons of free content, that help entrepreneurs. And then from a creative side, I've written for years. I've got a number of articles, in a number of publications. I wrote, produced, and directed the movie Range 15, which is the first independent film ever to go to number one on Amazon. And I just recently signed a deal with Simon & Schuster to write Tim Kennedy's book. And so, you know, I'm always creating works, and I love helping small business. And so Diesel Jack Media is the marriage of those two things. Like every day, you know, I get to take the lessons that I learned over 15 years of entrepreneurship and apply them to people's, you know, blood, sweat, and tears so that they don't have to suffer all of the pain that maybe I had to learn the hard way. And I get to do it in a unique way every day, because every single time we have a customer, you know, I get to work with my team to create, you know, a new script, a new concept, you know, something that hasn't been seen before in order to make someone else successful. And it's super fun and very fulfilling.
I bet so, and really putting two passion and desires together, and that is working out real well for you. Now, how has your documentary filmmaking experience helped you in building your marketing firm? Get into some of those details.
Absolutely. So I've had some really good documentary filmmakers that I've worked with over the years. You know, one guy in particular, Tim O'Donnell, he's been nominated for an Emmy twice, and he's the director on a film that I produced called Not a War Story. And Not a War Story, you know, won a bunch of awards. It was actually about the documentary film process, you know, of making Range 15. But I've also told a lot of different soldier stories. We did a film called Warriors that won some awards, you know, when it came out about 5 years ago. I have a film right now that is being executive produced by Casey Affleck that I'm doing alongside Tim O'Donnell, called Tougher Than a Tank. You know, when you learn how to tell other people's stories, it adds an element to being able to tell client stories. So instead of just having, you know, your traditional commercial, you know, I think it's valuable for people to know who they're doing business with, to see, you know, how hard it is to run a business, to see, you know, what those businesses affect, you know, in the situations where we're working with nonprofits, showing, you know, how much good those nonprofits do in a documentary filmmaker style is far more powerful than just your typical cheesy commercial with some sound bites.
You certainly do have some great ideas, and you've got it going on. It's quite exciting to hear the report here so far after launching your business in February of last year, a good 13, 14 months in. Now, in closing, is there any company or entity that you would love to do their marketing and advertising for? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
That's a great question. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, whether we want to work with giant companies or not. And it's a push-pull, because you never want to be beholden to one company. I think a large company that would be a lot of fun to work with is Jeep. We actually mess around sometimes and just make commercials for other companies just internally, because we want to test our approach. And, you know, it's a fun brand. It's got the connection to the military lifestyle that so many of us here have. And that would be a blast. But to be honest, the ones that are most fun are, you know, the companies that are, you know, on the smaller side, the, you know, middle-sized companies that are just trying to get to that next level where they haven't quite figured out the voice that's going to get them there. You know, I've got one of my favorite clients to work with is this little company called thighhuggers.com. And it's, you know, on the face of it, it's this, you know, it's short shorts, you know, modeled after, in the military, they're called Ranger panties. They're like a 2-inch inseam shorts. And this guy that owns the company, Lance Liggett, is just a character. He was a veteran. He's now a firefighter and a emergency diver, and he started this on the side. And when we met him, he was only doing a few grand a month, but he was very passionate, and he works his butt off. And you know, it's now a multi-million dollar company. You know, we were able to take it from, you know, really a hobby business with a passionate guy to, you know, a multi-million dollar full-time firm that has employees in under a year. And that gives me just a phenomenal feeling. You know, it's not just that we've been able to make this huge impact on a company, but this is a great person that's working super hard, and now he's putting effort into the right things that are changing his business. And, you know, he's adding employees, so he's helping the American economy. All new jobs come from small business. You know, the estimates are anywhere from 92 to 100% of new jobs come from small business. They don't come from giant corporations. And so, you know, if we want to keep pace with China, for example, we need to add 3 million new jobs every year. To do that, we need to invest in small business. So there's so many things that go into it, but, like, you know, I really enjoy helping founders more than I enjoy anything. And don't get me wrong, I love working with anybody that's willing to kind of take some risk, but and I would happily work with you know, a number of large companies that I respect. But I really enjoy, you know, helping small, mid-sized companies just get to that next level.
Well, it's people like you that make a difference. We really appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on your firm, Diesel Jack Media, and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Absolutely. You can just reach out if you go to our website, dieseljackmedia.com. You can just hit the contact form. You could also write us at hello@dieseljackmedia.com, and we get back to you very quickly.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Mr. Paul Machano, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully we can catch up with you in the future right here on EPN.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Nick Palmashano, the CEO and founder of Diesel Jack Media, marketing and advertising firm based in Durham, North Carolina, that provides marketing and advertising to a range of small to mid-sized companies. And for all the details, visit dieseljackmedia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.